dictation for James Pennock, P-E-N-N-O-C-K, December 2047. Addresses a letter to Dr. Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Pennock, chronic kidney disease. Last visit, July 2024. Severe shortness of breath, comes accompanied with wife. Sees cardiology, Dr. Martindale, M-A-R-T-I-N-D-A-L-E. Oxygenation on activity drops to 84. Lying down, 84%. Severe orthopnea. At rest, he is more comfortable. Mostly a dry cough, no sputum production. Denies chest pain palpitations, some degree of edema, some abdominal distension, but weight is stable. No reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No reported changes in urination. He's trying to do low salt, although not restricted fluid. Isolated nose bleeding. Isolated hematuria. No syncope, but very fatigue on activity. Other review system negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight anticoagulation with Xarelto exposed to amiodarone. On bisoprolol, Jardiance, Demadex potassium, antiarrhythmic with mexiletine, M-E-X-I-L-E-T-I-N-E. Present weight 224, previously 221, blood pressure in the 142.58. Few rals on the left base, decrease on the right base, probably pleural effusion. He has prior aortic and mitral valve procedures. There is no pericardial wrap. There is obesity of the abdomen. I don't see much of ascites. Stable edema, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, recent chemistries in February, creatinine 2.8, which is baseline. Excuse me, in May, 2.8, which is baseline, representing a GFR 22 stage 4. Potassium, acid-base, normal. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus at 4.8, anemia 10.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. His symptoms is not related to this. There is no indication for dialysis for pulmonary edema. Potassium acid base will not explain his dyspnea. Anemia is not severe. Other chemistries are stable. He has not required bicarbonate replacement. We will monitor potassium upper level. We're trying to keep it at 4.8 or less, no binders. He has prior echocardiogram with preserved ejection fraction. However, severe diastolic dysfunction grade 3 with the prior valve abnormalities and reported pulmonary hypertension, which likely explains his symptoms. He needs to follow with cardiology, continuous all fluid restriction, tolerating Farxiga without infection, Xarelto is usually not used for this degree of renal failure, more experience with Eliquis, which also is still used off-label as it has not approved at this level of kidney function. But in this time, at the time being, I did not change medications. All issues discussed with the patient and wife, prolonged visit, end of dictation.